Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson, especially verse 11. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And the story to this point is the wise men apparently had been studying the books of the Old Testament and looking at the prophecies about the Christ. And there is the star there in the prophecy in Numbers 24:17. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. And so they left. They left their homes to journey to a distant, tiny, foreign nation, to kneel in front of a manger, to present him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And of course, gold for a king because, well, he is a king. But a different kind of king who wins his kingdom through his cross. And to mention also in passing, gold comes in handy for a quick journey to Egypt, escaping from Herod, who was going to seek the child to kill it. Frankincense for worship, and it calls to memory the Old Testament prophecies teaching that the child born in Bethlehem is God coming into the world. And those prophecies were available to the wise men of the East, where the people of Judah had been carried away captive centuries before. From the first preaching of the gospel in Genesis 3, that the seed of the woman would crush the head of the devil, to what Eve said when she gave birth to her firstborn, I have gotten a man, the Lord. And of course, it was not that child, but she was right in realizing that God was coming into the world. To the prophecies of Isaiah that called Jesus Emmanuel, God with us. And those prophecies were confirmed for the wise men when they were in Jerusalem asking at the palace for the newborn king. And the teachers and scribes were gathered together and they brought the prophecy from Micah, Bethlehem Ephrathah, out of you will come one who will be ruler in Israel, whose origins are from ancient times, from days of eternity. And so that's the story to this point. And yet there's some confusion, because the rabbis leading up to the New Testament times, they didn't know quite what to make of the prophecies of the Messiah. They talked about a kingly Messiah, and then possibly a different prophetic Messiah, and possibly different a priestly Messiah. And somewhere in there were prophecies of suffering, and they didn't know how the whole thing fit together. And so we come to the myrrh. Revisiting the newspaper clipping from last week, you thought frankincense was expensive at $500 a pound. The best myrrh went for $4,000 a pound. Amazing. The uses of myrrh. Well, there's a kind of a strange combination here, because myrrh was used for sacrifice, sorrow, pain, death, and romance. Fit those together. Actually, we will. But 10 out of the 11 verses where myrrh is mentioned by its exact name in the Old Testament, well, the one from the Psalms is a romantic view of the king that is in the voice of the daughters of Jerusalem. And then there's the Proverbs one that's about romance, and then there's 8 of them from Song of Solomon. Romance. So that's 10, and the only other one is Exodus 30 mentions myrrh as an ingredient in anointing oil, and that's it. The mystery deepens. Oh, and what's more, the wise men were following the prophecy from Isaiah 60. They were following it point by point. Let me read some of the verses to you emphasizing the point by point. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. See, everything is there in that verse, that passage from Isaiah 60, except for myrrh. And myrrh, by the way, is a very strange and curious gift for a baby. One of my birthday cards this year was from the Neptune Society offering me free pre-planning for my cremation. I thought, that's strikingly inappropriate. Another one was a card from Menards offering me a free screwdriver and magnifying glass set. And someone in my house said, one of those is telling you that you're old. Yeah. So, myrrh is for burial. Did you bring that to a baby shower? You know, this could come off to Mary and to Joseph as shockingly inappropriate, except that Mary and Joseph had already, 40 days after Christmas, been up to the temple and run into Simeon, who said, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also. The wise men, they bring gifts of prophecy. Part of the prophecy is the understanding that God being among us would do us no good if he was not Emmanuel. It would bring only judgment if he was not Emmanuel, God with us and God for us. If he was not God who came to give himself as a sacrifice for our salvation. But Jesus came to carry our sorrows. He came to bear our pain and suffer our death. And this is the heart of the gospel. And as the rabbis are struggling to sort out what is this with the Messiah, these wise men from the East, they've been studying the prophecies in Isaiah. They know the gold and the frankincense, but they've gone beyond that prophecy and they understand why it is that Jesus has come for us, why it is that he has been born. And the part of the suffering servant, that was a little bit of a mystery in the Old Testament, a little bit of a secret that wasn't completely revealed until the time. That's why in Jesus' life, when the crowds thought he was the Messiah, they thought a bread king, a political ruler, a leader of the armies. And he was not the Messiah that they thought he was. He was the one who came for the real reason why we needed him. came into this world to bring us into salvation, to carry away the sin, to remove the wall of separation between us and God, to do that in his own flesh. That's why the myrrh. The wise men have figured it out by not only reading Isaiah 60 and following it point by point, but going seven chapters earlier. That would be Isaiah 53. Don't forget to include Handel's Messiah in your list of great Christmas songs, great Christmas music. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The wise men come bringing the gold for a king, the frankincense to worship him as God, and then the myrrh to mark him as the sacrifice. And Jesus receives and he welcomes the gift that labels him as the sacrifice. So myrrh will mark his birth, and myrrh will mark the day of his sacrifice. Mark 15, they offered him wine mingled with myrrh, but he would not drink it. And John 19, Nicodemus came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight, for Jesus' burial in the tomb. And the myrrh shows that there is a hiddenness to this sacrifice that is then revealed. It is what Paul calls the mystery hidden from before the ages, now revealed, that God would bring us into the kingdom through his own Son, through his suffering, death, and resurrection. And so begins the central chapter of the greatest of all love stories, because that's what this is. You see how we wrap it all together. Merry Christmas. Amen.